Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to remind you here on Journey with Julianne to control your emotions before your emotions control you. My friend, don't let your emotions dictate your life. You determine your destiny. Yes, you are not in full control of everything. You are not God. You are not omnipotent, omnipresent. You are not all-knowing and all-powerful, but you have control over how you react to certain things, to certain situations, to problems that arise, from feelings that you may feel. You have the power to control what you do, how you think to yourself and how you process information and how you move forward. Don't allow your emotions to control you. You will become so much healthier, mentally, physically, spiritually, healthier and happier when you stop reacting to everything and you start controlling your emotions. Bruce Lee once said, "Emotion can be the enemy. If you give into your emotion, you lose yourself. You must be at one with your emotions because the body always follows the mind." My friend, if you are not able to control your emotions, it can seriously control you. Do not be a slave to your emotions. Remember that you have the power, okay, to control how you react. Yes, it's not going to be easy if you're just starting your self-improvement journey, if you're just starting to be self-aware, if you're just starting to take this seriously. It's not going to be easy if you're just starting. But over time, by habit, it becomes easier. There will be people around you, people that you encounter and people around you as well, who will try to trigger you or do things at least that trigger you. Don't let people who don't care about you manipulate your mind, feelings, and emotions or control how you think about yourself. Never give that much power to someone else. You constantly in this life have to remember not to give power to someone else to control your life. If someone tries to trigger you, if someone tries to hurt your feelings, insult you, don't hand them, okay, the pen to this book that you're writing called your life. They don't write your story. You write your story. Okay. God helps you write your story. Yes. But ultimately, my friend, other people should not be able to dictate how you live your life and how you feel about yourself. Self-control is strength. Calmness is mastery. You have to get to a point where your mood doesn't shift based on the insignificant actions of someone else. Don't allow others to control the direction of your life. Don't allow your emotions to overpower your intelligence. Okay, let it go, my friend. Let it go. Something that has really helped me process this life lesson so much better is understanding that God has a plan for me. And I am 100% sure that God didn't give me all these blessings and these gifts and these opportunities to waste them. God didn't give me all of these amazing, beautiful things that I can work on, that I can hone, and I can multiply these blessings and share them. God didn't bless me so much with this life so that I can waste it reacting to everything that bothers me. Okay, God didn't give me all of these blessings for me to allow my emotions to dictate how I live, to allow my emotions to control my actions. When you develop that mindset, my friend, that you want to honor the life that God has given you, you don't want to waste all the blessings and all the opportunities, then you will work even harder to strengthen your mind. Because my friend, ultimately, I know deep within you, you know you don't want to waste it, this life. deep within you, you know that you have purpose in this life. Deep within you, you know that you can help other people in your own way. You can experience true joy and fulfillment and help people in your own way. It might be a small way. It might be a big way. God is watching though, and he's happy when we help people. And my friend today, I just really want to remind you to control your emotions. Learn how to control them. Practice, okay, with meditation, with praying to the Lord God, through journaling. If you really need therapy, that can also help. If you want to talk to a friend, or someone you really trust, a family member or a friend that helps you process your emotions better, you can start with that. There are many ways, my friend, that you can work on this. Look for a way that will help you. You can experiment. You can do multiple things. Exercise. Find an outlet to express your possible negative emotions. But never, never, never let your emotions control you, because this life that you have is a blessing, my friend, and you don't want to waste it. With all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here. You still have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, the Lord God is always with us. Please do share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and tag me on Instagram stories so that we can share this message to more people. I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.